The nominees for Best Original Song are Fame, music by Michael Gore, lyrics by Dean Pitchford.
9 to 5. Music and lyrics by Dolly Parton.
Out Here on My Own, music by Michael Gore, lyrics by Leslie Gore.
On the Road Again, music and lyrics by Willie Wilson.
They all know. And the winner, Luciano.
And the winner are
Michael Gore and Dean Pitchford for Fame.
Stop pity the fool.
Living in the 80s.
My name's Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular songs in the USA.
I want my MTV!
Does Theo Huxtable live here?
Just say no.
Hello.
Basie, you're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
Woo!
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron!
Hey, where's the meat?
I'm a very lucky woman.
So am I.
Live from Members Only Studios, welcome to Living in the 80s, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything having to do with the 1980s.
The best that we remember.
That's right, the best that we remember.
Absolutely.
You can fact check us all you want, but, you know, who cares? The best
don't,
we remember.
Don't remember.
That's right.
Does not matter. We're not writing a book.
That's right.
So we got everybody back in studio this week. Got Kevin, Mike, and Matt. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Good to be here.
Thanks,
good
Rob.
Here.
Great.
So last week was the Oscar Awards. Yes. So this week we are going to do our podcast on the Oscars, who won every year from 1980 to 1989. It's going to take 2 weeks. We're going to break it up into two parts. And then who should have won? So we'll get to that later. First, let's do a little 80s rewind. So Snowball, this week's 80s rewind was your idea. We're actually going with a theme this week.
Okay, well, this week we're going to pick an 80s song that kind of reminds us of how our week's going, maybe how we feel at this point in time. So I'll start it off. You have anything to add there, Rob?
No, carry away.
All right, so for many of us, it's tax time. You're doing your taxes, or for some of us, it's bonus time. And, well, Snowball needs a new set of irons, getting a good bonus, looking forward to my new irons.
So what's your song there, buddy?
So you want to know the song?
I would love
to
hear.
That's a great idea. How about a little Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp?
Nice.
Appropriate.
Very good. Kevin?
I was on the Facebook page, I believe it was yesterday, and I saw someone put the tagline or the lyrics, "Funny how time flies," which is from Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels. And there's a picture of Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith from the cover of Songs from the Big Chair. Right next to it is a picture of them from today, 40 years later. And I couldn't stop looking at this. It's like, the song is like, funny how time flies. And then when you see what they look like in 40 years' time, I mean, they went from like young, you know, these youthful to like old men. And it's kind of shocking because I look at you guys and you look the same as, you know, when I knew you as teenagers.
Yeah.
But to see other people age like that in those 40 years time, it just was kind of like a shocking thing. So it was like, that is a very appropriate funny how time flies lyric to me. And it's like, it is funny how time flies. Gone in a flash.
We're getting old, man.
You guys aren't, but
no,
those two
yeah,
are.
No.
Other people are.
Of course, of course. Yeah. Matt, what you got?
Well, we're playing a game here with this one. I'm going to give you my little '80s song. I'm going to give you my '80s rewind moment, and then you're going to give me a song.
Okay.
Because I trust you guys are so good at music.
I mean, like a challenge.
I think, and people in the podcast, they just can't wait for you to spew the music knowledge. You know what I'm saying? They're waiting for that. So, mm-hmm. So here's my story. Reconnected with an old high school buddy, Chris Berry. So Chris Berry.
Hi, Chris Berry.
And he was two years ahead of me in school, and so it was after my eighth grade year, going into my freshman year of high school, we were staying at Todd Rogers. We were kicking at Todd Rogers' house in the summertime. Todd lived over there by K&E Market and had train tracks right there. For some reason,
Chris, over no bets.
Over no bets. For some reason, Chris and I, well, and Todd was, I assume, were on his roof. I'm not sure why, but we felt the need as a just recently eighth grader to climb mm-hmm. my friend's house rooftop. It's a two-story. Doesn't seem real safe right now, but we did it. We're up there, and I remember Chris Berry looked me right in the eye, and I respect. I really looked up to him because he's a great ball player, right? He's a couple years ahead of me. Just he's a good athlete. And Chris, he said, "You're going to high school next year, Matt." I said, "I know." And he says, "I'm telling you right now, don't do drugs or I'll punch you in the face."
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad. Little kids doing drugs, it turns my stomach. That stuff hurts.
And I've never forgot that. He's like, "I ain't playing. Don't do drugs. You're gonna see drugs. Don't do it." And so that was my, and when I saw him, you know, like, what, 35 years later? I mean, as soon as I saw him, my first thought was, ooh.
Don't do drugs.
I ain't doing drugs. I'm glad I didn't do drugs that year. So that's my moment. What's the song?
First comes to mind for me is a little Jan Hammer, Miami Vice theme. You're doing drugs, they're going to come get you.
I don't like that one. What do you got?
Well, first of all, you're talking about something from high school. So the first thing that came to mind was Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh, that's
you cool. mentioned being close to railroad tracks. So the second thing that came to mind was Locomotion.
Okay.
And then you mentioned being on a roof. So the next thing that came to mind was Roof is on Fire.
Nice.
And I thought about Jump. And you're talking about being on the roof.
All right.
And since someone told you not to do something, I was thinking you probably want to. So the next thing that came to mind was I Want a New Drug.
Okay. What do you got, Rob?
Well, a couple things come to mind. First of which, talk about, you know, being at the house there in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking our house in the middle of our street.
Ooh. Nice.
And then there's Burning Down the House by Talking Heads. But I think the one that comes to mind.
That'd be, if we would have did drugs, we'd have burnt down the house.
Probably.
So right. I think the one that most comes to mind is the David Lee Roth song. I don't curse, so. Darn Good from the Skyscraper album. Talking about good times, darn good times.
Okay, that's good. Now, I guess, in my mind, wasn't there like some kind of public service ad that maybe Nancy Reagan, like a little Just Say No campaign?
With Mr. T?
Something. I don't know. I was thinking, you know, that was in the 80s, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Mm-hmm. I think it was. Well,
let's hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, you're flying high above the clouds. This time for you to come down. Face to face the reality. It's better on level ground. I pity the fool who spends his time messing around with dope. It's okay if they call you square. You got promise and you got hope. Everybody say.
There's your song.
There it is. That's the one I was. That's what I was saying. I like where you were going, Kevin. Mike, I don't know what you were thinking about, but. That was good.
I'm just picturing getting busted.
See, look.
Yeah. Anyway, you're lucky. You did drugs. Here comes cops.
Here's something I'm pretty proud of right now.
Okay.
Is you surveyed the room,
mm-hmm.
but you chose your own path, man.
I knew where I was going the whole time. I'm playing a game with y'all.
We've got more confidence in you than you have in yourself.
That's right. Playing a game with y'all.
Some of us are playing chess. Some of us are playing checkers.
There it is. I'm reeling you in. What's your job?
So with mine, okay, so going back to the work theme there. You know how, like, there's on your job, like, there's just average days. There's days that, you know, you just feel like you're getting beat up or whatever. For me this week, it's been a little different. I've been at my job for a long time, and so I have a lot of people kind of reaching out, needing advice, like, how do you do this? How do you do that? How would you approach this kind of a customer, and so on and so forth. And it seems like that's been happening like a lot the last few days. So I'm getting recognized a lot. And I would say The Kid Is Hot Tonight by Loverboy.
Oh,
nice job, Rob.
Good job, Rob.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Glad things are going well.
Me too.
You're hot tonight.
But where will he be tomorrow?
Bingo.
I'll do something to screw up something. I'll be down in the dumps again tomorrow.
Nobody seemed very excited about my bonus and my golf clubs.
Well, if you would have shared the bonus with us, we might be a little more
I'm
jacked up
excited.
About it.
Well, the rest is going into a Roth IRA. So.
That's even better. Good for you. The future.
You can take the Kevin Ackley plan then.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you can. All right. So thanks, gentlemen. 80s Rewind. A success as always. A rousing success, if you will.
Yes, it is.
All right. We're going to take a brief time out. We're going to be right back talking about Oscars in the 80s. Hang tight.
Shall we play a game?
Hi, I'm Joel McLaughlin, the most excellent host of Living in the Retro Arcade. If you're into video games from the 70s to current day, this is the show for you. We'll talk about technical aspects of the games as well as memories, the best that we can remember them. That's Living in the Retro Arcade, available on all popular podcast platforms.
Welcome back to Living in the 80s and our special Oscars episode. So, I don't know if you guys watch the Oscars, but it seems like the winners every year, even up to current day, tend to be like these maybe more serious, artsy type films and stuff that maybe the general audience doesn't know or care about.
Is there an assumption that the average age is like 65 of the voters, or is... Does the public vote?
They don't. And, okay. And look, here's a good example, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So way back in the day, it's like they would keep a lot of groups out because the writers were the only ones voting. They're a bunch of snobs. Once the readers were allowed to get in, we see Journey coming in. We see Bon Jovi coming in. We see Motley Crue. I don't think they're in there yet. But
well, they should be.
No, I think they are. I don't know. You guys... That's all I remember they're in.
There it is.
So the Oscars, I think, should do the same thing.
Is it writers that vote on the Oscars?
It's actually, there's like a whole academy of people. There's like actors, actresses, producers.
Okay.
Like a lot of people, like in the Screen Actors Guild, maybe get a vote. Fact check me on it. That's how I'm pretty sure. You know, the guy comes out about midway through the show and reads the whole boring long envelope of how it's done.
Oh, so, is there? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the part when we go get a snack.
Go to the bathroom, get a snack.
If we're watching at all.
Takes them 3 or 4 minutes. So either way, the formula they come up with, the movies they pick, I don't feel accurately represent the public.
That's right.
So Kevin came up with this idea a few weeks ago to, let's rewrite the Oscars. Let's go back. Let's get in the DeLorean.
Let's
go
back
to 1980, 81, 82, et cetera, and pick who we thought should have been the winners.
For sure. It's a great idea, Kevin.
Well, thank you.
It's good. It didn't need to have an idea to make a podcast out of it.
It is. Someday, Snowball, one of your ideas is going to
be. One day
we'll talk about the whole Jackson family.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that one. That sounds like a really good one, Rob.
All right.
I wish I could have thought of that.
Yeah. So, Matt, we're going to start with you. We'll go around the table here. And you're going to start off with the year 1980. Tell us who won, and we're going with the three major categories, which would be the top movie, top actor, top actress, but we're also going to add, since we're an 80s podcast and music was awesome in the 80s, the best song. It's not one of the major awards, but to us it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're rewriting it, that's what we're doing. Now, we could go real deep into the supporting actor and actors and cinematography and stuff, but that'll take all day, all week. We don't got that kind of time. We're already like taking 2 weeks talking about this 10 years of movie making.
Bingo.
So without further ado, Matt, talk to us about 1980.
The year's 1980. The winner of the best picture that year was Ordinary People. Oh, excuse me while I yawn.
Exactly.
Who at the table has seen Ordinary People?
Goodness gracious.
Anybody?
No.
Nobody?
Oh, best actor that year went to Robert De Niro for Raging Bull. The best actress went to Sissy Spacek for Coal Miner's Daughter.
Love me some fried bologna.
And then, sound like an old bear.
You sound like an old bear growling.
Sound like an old bear growling. Was it Mooney? Moon? What's his name?
Oh, what is
Mooney?
Mooney. No, what is her husband's name?
Like an old bear growling. Anyhow, obviously we like that. And the best original song that year was
Doolittle.
Yeah.
There
you go. That's right.
Calls him Do.
Do Little Lynn.
Do. That's right.
There you go.
Best original song was Irene Cara for Fame. So that was the winner that year. So looking back, what I think personally should have won, I'm going to go to the pitcher. And yeah, you're going to say something about what I said, pitcher?
I'm just letting you go. I don't want to be that pedantic anymore. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
And I'm trying to test that.
You don't know how many times
pitcher.
That I get this twitch whenever you say words like pitcher.
There it is.
That pitcher. I don't pitcher. Edit it out. I don't alter it. You know any. What? I could.
Yeah. Let the people
I think
enjoy.
The best pitcher of 1980 was Tom Seaver. I think he was. Number 41 for our Cincinnati Reds.
The movie, I think, should have been... I'm going to go with Caddyshack, Dag. It's 1980. You're bringing in some comedic people. We got none other than our very own Ted Knight. It was a little...
Spalding!
There it is. I mean, come on, man. What was it, the most dramatic? Probably not.
But you know, I don't know.
There was a lot of drama.
There was drama.
Part there where they had to...
Yeah, I mean, there's drama. But I'm going with Caddyshack. For the best actor, I'm going to go with Jack Nicholson in the movie Shining. Because if there's any movie you're going to quote, you know, here's Johnny. I mean, come on, man. I don't really want to take it away from Robert De Niro because, I mean, that was freaking awesome, too. But I'm just saying, if I was going to mix it up, I probably went with Jack. Best actress, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities there for other stuff. And I'm sure you guys are probably changing. I'm staying with Sissy. I think she earned it. I'm keeping Sissy in there.
I think she did fantastic.
So I'm not taking Sissy's award away. I'm not that kind of guy. Best song, though, I'm going to go to... I'm gonna stay with Caddyshack. I'm going to go I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins. Because and again, Fame is a daggone catchy tune. I mean,
for them, that was actually a pretty trendy song.
I almost kept it. But I think, you know what? Screw them. Give it to Kenny. That's where I'm at.
All right. Good stuff, Matt.
Screw them. I'm going with Kenny Loggins.
Snowball, what do you think about 1980?
You know, it's tough to argue with Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't say it, I would say it. But my very, very close runner-up would be the Blues Brothers.
Oh, goodness.
Jake and Elwood. How many movies from 1980 were actually action musical comedies?
Not many.
Not many.
That was a good one, though.
The car chase scene in the mall. You don't see that too often. That was probably one of the greatest car chases of the 80s. So that is my best picture.
Love it.
My best actor would be John Travolta playing the role of Bud in Urban Cowboy.
Of course.
I don't think he got enough recognition for that.
Okay, the dude grew up in New Jersey, outside of New York, and he's playing an oil rigger in Texas. That's acting.
That is some stretching.
He's stretching.
Awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's
best great. Actress, Cindy Morgan, also played the role of Lacey Underall in Caddyshack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give her a little lead recognition there.
Oh, she deserves it. She just died recently, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, what's that word?
Posthumously.
That too.
I think after
they died. Okay.
Yeah. And best original song, and I'll admit I've got this on a playlist. Olivia Newton-John, Xanadu.
Yes.
Never go wrong with Olivia.
No.
I like it.
Kevin? My best picture, which I was torn between two, but I'm going to go with The Elephant Man, and I'll tell you why. I saw it at that time, and we saw it in class, and I remember we're kind of making fun of the guy. And
that's
now
nice.
I know, and now I'm looking back, and I'm like, you know what? I was doing the same thing people did to him at that time, which was make fun of him because he looks different than everybody else, right? But I remember one part in particular, everybody's making fun of him, and he says, I'm a human being. And he wanted to be treated the same as everybody else and not be treated strictly on his look. So that's always kind of stuck with me. So
that's
I'd
my motto too.
Best picture, Elephant Man. Yeah, the uglier I get, the more that's my motto.
There it is.
For best actor, I'm going to go Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He is this ordinary man who has this close encounter.
Of a third kind.
With the UFO. Yeah. Completely changes his the way he thinks. It becomes his obsession. He loses his family over it. I thought he did a great job in the movie. And for best actress, this one's probably going to be a little bit surprising, but I'm going to go with Goldie Hawn on Private Benjamin. And believe it or not, she was actually nominated for that role.
Yeah, she was.
So I'm going to go with Goldie Hawn. And best original song, I know you're not a fan of this, Rob, but I'm going to go with 9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
Yes, yes.
Your inner country's coming out.
That is a great call.
He grew up in the Valley.
That's right.
That's true.
The Taze Valley.
The Taze Valley.
Oh, I'm a Valley boy. I never thought about that before.
I like how you did that.
Taze Valley.
All right. So for me, my memory of 1980, the one movie that sticks out the most to me, that touched me most emotionally, had to have been Friday the 13th.
So that one
kind of... I mean, I was scared to death watching that movie. Mm-hmm. You might think, oh, that's kind of comical now. You try being a 14-year-old kid mm-hmm. sitting at home on an actual Friday night in an actual thunderstorm.
In 1980.
Where the electricity's flickering, and that movie's on.
Mm. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. So that's I'll say Friday the 13th. Best actor, I'm going to go with Chevy Chase in Caddyshack.
Okay. Yeah.
Ty Webb, one of the most iconic characters in cinematic history. And best actress, I'm going Sally Field in Smoking the Bandit Part 2. For her to go from like Sybil, and then she did Steel Magnolias later, all these movies, these dramatic roles, to go to slide into Burt Reynolds' Trans Am mm-hmm. and play this white trash girl. I mean, it took a lot. It took a lot. So
you know, and while we're on, Sally was a pretty gal, man. I saw some
mm-hmm.
pictures of her a while back, and she was a pretty.
And she still is an older woman. She still looks very good.
Yeah.
Music, I would have also taken I'm All Right.
There we go.
But nice. I would say if that wasn't my choice, I'd say I'm Alive mm-hmm. by ELO, also from the Xanadu album.
That is one heck of a movie, Xanadu.
That's one
heck of a soundtrack.
There's that.
So why didn't you pick it for the Oscar that year?
It was a close third. Very close.
Snowball. Start us off with 1981.
All right, so moving on to 1981. Best picture would be Chariots of Fire. Everybody hear the music going on in their head, I'm sure.
I'm not putting that in the podcast.
Come on! No. Come on! Hater. Okay.
Best actor is Henry Fonda on Golden Pond. The best actress was Katharine Hepburn on Golden Pond. And the best original song from On Golden Pond, well, no, not really, was Arthur's theme by Christopher Cross from Arthur.
Yeah.
Well, I'll dispute several of those. To me, the best picture was, and this might surprise you, Victory. Greatest soccer movie of all time.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, they're prisoners of war in occupied France. They play the German national soccer team.
Okay, I got to ask you, are you making this all up?
No.
Never knew this was Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone plays soccer.
He's
in a movie.
The goalie, all right?
But still... Rob about spit his pop out. Just, I feel like I'm being April Fool'd here. I'm writing this down. Victory.
Yeah, Victory. Huh. I am shocked that you guys have not seen Victory. So here, I'll give you a little recap of it real quick. So they're playing soccer against the German national team. And at halftime, they have the opportunity to escape. But what do? They decide to finish the game and beat the German national team.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that's my... Best picture?
Now, is this based on a true story?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It could be, but I'm
going to have to go find it and watch it.
Yeah, I definitely need to see this.
Okay. The best actor? I'm going to go with Mickey Rooney and Todd from The Fox and the Hound.
Nice. Good call. Good
Thank
Rex.
You. Thank you.
I don't know, Todd. My best friend. I like it.
And ooh, for the best actress, I'll go with Faye Dunaway from Mommy Dearest. Made me appreciate my mom. I'll let tell you that right now.
Make me appreciate plastic hangers. I'll tell you that right now. Because
I don't have any
metal ones.
Don't have any metal ones in my closet anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And the best original song, I'm going to go with Sheena Easton and For Your Eyes Only from the movie For Your Eyes Only.
This is more of an A game than you brought last week, and you proclaimed this week you would not have your A game.
This is my normal game, Rob. It's usually an A game. So.
Okay.
Kevin. All right, Kevin, please.
Spew some knowledge.
Okay. 1981, my best picture would have been Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Excellent choice.
Yeah.
My best actor would have been Harrison Ford from Raiders of the Lost Ark. My best actress would be Meryl Streep from The French Lieutenant's Woman. Have I ever seen it? No. But Meryl Streep should always win.
She always does.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
And I was going to go with For Your Eyes Only. That would have been my song. But I'm going to go with Endless Love, Lana Richie, and Dinah Ross, which is also nominated over Arthur's theme.
Okay. All right.
Matt.
For my movie for 1981, I'm going to go with Stripes, just because, you know why? Because that's a fact, Jack. And I just, I'm going to go with Stripes.
That's an excellent
choice. A little Bill Murray there. For the best actor, hands down, no question, Maddie didn't get it, Christopher Reeve for his wonderful acting as Superman 2. I mean, come on. That's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It made more money than any movie that year, but it got snubbed at the Oscars.
Wow. Thank you. And see, that's what we're calling out right now.
What was the plot of Superman 2?
Does it matter?
Was that the one with...
Strange visitor from another planet, came to Earth.
I think that's the one with the three people come down, right?
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And they
were three Krypton criminals.
Yeah, that came back. And they're like, dressed in black, and they would... And they had the same powers as Superman.
So is this the one where he gave up his powers for Lois Lane?
Was it number four had Richard Pryor?
Yeah, one of them had Richard Pryor.
And yeah, had done jumped to shark.
Yeah, that was good. But you know, what's funny is we got the Marvel now and all that kind of stuff. So you look back at the Christopher Reeve Supermans and they are the epitome of cheesy. But daggone it, I love them. I mean, I do love them. So anyhow, I'm giving that cat an Oscar. For the best actress, I mean, I'm gonna keep it with Catherine. That crazy old lady grandma voice. I'm not taking it from her. You know what was? Do you remember what her husband?
Henry, I love you.
I mean, you know what? She earned it. Let her have it. I think some of these we need to take away, but some we're gonna keep. And you know what? Daggone it. I'm keeping Christopher Cross up top.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know, a little Arthur song. That's
it. That was at his peak.
That's when
it was rocking the best.
Before all the hair was gone. I mean, yeah.
Before MTV showed us solidly really was. Yeah,
that's right. They should have Milli Vanilli'd him for sure.
100%.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Let's start this here. I'm going to go with Taps. Great movie. Tom Cruise, Timothy Hutton, Sean Penn. These guys are in this military school, and they decide to take it over to save it from closing. It was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Love it. Now, I am with Matt sort of here. On Golden Pond was a great movie. I saw that in theater way back when, and that was a really good movie. But you know what? I am going to go with Bill Murray in Stripes.
Okay.
He should have won the Oscar that year. Much more memorable role than a lot of other people in movies that year.
Very memorable.
So, you know, of course, Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Lost Ark, probably, you know, maybe would have got my vote. But right up there with him, I think, is Bill Murray. He did an iconic performance there. Best actress? Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween 2.
Ooh, yeah.
You're right.
That's good.
Scream. Like, again, you know, she come up in Hollywood royalty. Her mom's Vivian Lee. Her dad's Tony Curtis. Raised in all the finest schools and so forth.
Right.
Here she comes and she's being chased by this masked
slasher
homicidal killer.
Yeah.
And she screamed at the right time and she just fought her way through. So I'll go with that.
Go, Jamie. I like that pick, actually. That's a good pick, Rob.
And song, I've gone back and forth on this. It's just, it's very difficult. But you know what? I'm going to go Working in the Coal Mine by Devo from the movie Heavy Metal.
Yes.
All of the songs in 1981. When that one comes on, I just still got to, you know, it's Devo.
It's Devo.
You know, they're Ohio boys.
Going down. You know,
gotta represent. So. Kevin, let's talk about 1982.
All right. The best picture in 1982 was Gandhi. The best actor was Ben Kingsley from Gandhi. The best actress was Meryl Streep from Sophie's Choice. And the best original song was Up Where We Belong by Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes for An Officer and a Gentleman. I'm glad I got to go first on 1982.
We already know what's happening. You know. Let's just let it happen.
Let's cut to the chase.
I'm going to go with the movie that won the Golden Globe.
Come back again.
E.T.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, that would be my... best picture for 1982.
And I just want to say I appreciate your growth. How you can talk about it and
without
still
tearing
without
up.
Tearing up.
Oh, misty eyes.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
Getting better.
Be strong, Kevin.
My
be
best
strong.
Actor, some people might say, horrible decision. But I'm going to tell you why Sean Penn should have won for Fast Time at Ridgemont
okay.
High. So some people might say he was a supporting actor, but to me, he was the star of that show.
He was the star of the show.
He won an Academy Award for Milk. He won an Academy Award for Mystic River. He was nominated for I Am Sam. He's a very serious actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a temper. You've seen him beating up photographers, beating up the paparazzi. In that movie, he is completely convincing that he's a stoned out teenage kid. The bleach blonde surfer dude, fantastic job in that movie as the character Spicoli. So I'm going with Sean Penn.
Love it.
Now best actress, of course, I can't argue Meryl Streep for Sophie's Choice.
I thought we established that.
And my best original song, a song that was nominated but did not win, I would have had this win, Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Yeah.
Taking my song, Kevin.
Hey,
we can agree.
We can agree.
There's nothing wrong with agreeing with someone, Mike. Jeez, Pete.
It's always so hostile.
I know.
It?
You know what? Oh, you can say, nice choice. I second that emotion.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, go ahead.
All right.
Talk about 82.
1982. So the best picture would then obviously be...
Okay, this is good.
Rocky 3.
Mm-hmm. I've got no problem with that.
Love Rocky since the first time I saw him. Watched every movie hundreds of times, so I'm going Rocky III. Best actor, Sylvester Stallone in Rocky III.
Yes.
Excellent performance.
Yes.
The dude fights a giant wrestler. He fights Mr. T twice. Not any better acting than that.
Nope. Yeah, that's good.
He showed us his swimming skills, his beach running skills.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Went from running a... 5.5 40 to running a 4.3 40 in a matter of 2 weeks. That was impressive.
That's
some truly good acting. And I am going to have to deviate from Rocky III for best actress. I'm going to go with Michelle Pfeiffer in Grease 2.
Hmm.
In Grease 2?
Yes.
You're going to give an Oscar to someone in Grease 2. That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't get the love that it deserves. Everybody poo-poos Grease 2. Not me. Nope.
Okay. All right.
And now, well, let's see. I would have gone with Eye of the Tiger, best original song. But how about we go, we'll just stay with Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes. Beautiful ballad from An Officer and a Gentleman, Up Where We Belong.
I had a feeling you'd pick that one.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like Joe.
Matt, what do you got on 83?
For 83,
Matt, what do you got for 1982?
Well, for 1982... I'm going to have to agree, because there's nothing wrong with agreeing. I'm going to agree with E.T., daggone it.
Oh.
That movie.
All right.
See his mending fences here?
Yeah. High-fiving over here. I love it.
High-fiving with Mike. I mean, you just can't go wrong with E.T. I just absolutely love E.T., and I'm not going to argue that. Best actor for that year, It's got to be Eddie Murphy, 48 Hours. Mm. I'm sticking with little Eddie Murphy. Give him a little love this year. 1982, he's rising up, making a name. I'm going to go with Eddie Murphy. For the best actress, definitely, well, I mean, it's just hands down, it's got to be Phoebe Cates for her wonderful portrayal of acting skills in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. What she brings to a pool scene.
Does anybody get out of a pool better than
Phoebe Cates? I mean, the skill of acting that she does, you know, it's just... It's breathtaking. It's just amazing. So I'm going to go with Phoebe. She earned that. And then for my song, I think they deserved it. Up Where We Belong, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes.
Wow. Sticking with it. This room's getting awful soft.
Hey, you know what? We're speaking truth. You know, our feelings shouldn't be tampered with, okay? That's how we feel.
Okay. Well, don't let me get in the way of your feelings.
Well, let's hear you rock and roll.
All right. So, my favorite movie of 1982, for me, because I would have picked Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, that is just
that's one of your such great movies.
An amazing movie. Mm-hmm. It's great. But E.T., already mentioned. Rocky III, already mentioned. So I would have picked all of those. So the next one down on my list was Friday the 13th, Part 3. Okay. You're thinking, why that movie? Why that? It's the first appearance of the hockey mask.
Yes.
The first one.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, the first one. It's Jason's mom doing all the killing. Spoiler alert. In part two, it's Jason doing the killing, but he has like this like bag over his head.
Yeah.
And so by three, we see the hockey mask for the first time. Hmm. Well, actually, we see it at the end of two, but in three, he comes back. The anticipation is building because we're getting the recreation of this already iconic killer.
So, not to put you on the spot, Bo, do we know why the hockey mask came into play?
He found it in a barn. He put it on his head.
That's it.
That was it.
Oh, he wasn't a big Islanders fan or something.
No, he was not. But that's what he did. He
played hockey. He got that's called right. for slashing all the time.
Makes sense.
Best actor, I want to say Michael Keaton in Night Shift. Great movie. Love that movie.
Oh, that is a good movie.
And I'm going to say best actress, I would have said Phoebe Cates. Because there is no movie in 1982 that anyone remembers anything about the actresses as much as they remember Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So I'll give it that. So since the other ones were taken, you know what? I want to go Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie.
For the actress.
He played a part of a woman better than most women did in movies in 1982.
Yeah, going to give that man the female Oscar.
That's right. He should have won. Actually, he could have won the male Oscar, too, for that same role.
He could have doubled up.
Oh, man, the women's rights. People would be just all over the
place. That would have been awesome, yeah, though. He sits awesome. Back down. And for the best, the actress.
Dustin Hoffman. What?
And so the best song for 1982, I felt, should have been Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. She's got to be somebody's baby. She's so fine. She's probably somebody's only light. Gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby, alright. I heard her talking with her friend when she thought nobody else was around.
There it is.
When you hear that song now, you're immediately thrown back to that movie.
There it is.
So that would be my choice.
I like it. I like it.
All right. So now we're going to go on to 1983. So I'll start off this one. The best motion picture was Terms of Endearment. Best actor was Robert Duvall for Tender Mercies. Best actress was Shirley MacLaine in Terms of Endearment. And the song, the Oscar for the best song, went to What a Feeling by Irene Cara from Flashdance. So that's two Oscars in 4 years for Irene Cara. So good for her.
Good for her.
My pick for best movie of 1983 is The Outsiders.
Hey, that's good.
That movie, how in the world? I mean, that's such a great movie. I don't understand how that didn't get every award there was.
Star cast, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Best actor, Al Pacino in Scarface. Best actress, I'll say Diane Lane in The Outsiders. And then the best song, I'm going to say Million Miles Away by the Plimsolls, Valley Girl. That's a great song. You hear the song, you think of the movie. That's what it matters to me. Kevin, why don't you talk about 1983?
Okay, I thought this was a little bit of a weak year for movies overall.
Really? That's a great
year.
I think there's other years that had more difficult choices on what to choose. I'm going to go with Flashdance for Best Picture for 83. For Best Actor, Harrison Ford in Return of the Jedi. And, of course, Best Actress, Meryl Streep.
Wow.
For Silkwood. Haven't seen it.
Okay.
I'm sure she was amazing.
I'm sure she was. Oscar worthy. And my best original song has to be Far From Over by Frank Stallone for Staying Alive.
That's a good song.
Wow.
That's good.
Look at you.
And I tell you what, I can't hear that song without thinking of that SNL skit.
Oh, where they're doing the synchronized swimming.
Oh, my goodness. That's one of the best.
I'm not a strong swimmer.
That is one of my favorite skits of all time.
Oh, that's so good.
That's awesome. Snowball.
Best picture of 1983? How about A Christmas Story? It wasn't exactly a box office hit, but today, what Christmas movie do you watch? Besides Die Hard, more than any other Christmas movie, A Christmas Story.
Very good.
Best actor? I'm going to go with Sean Penn in Bad Boys.
That was a good movie.
When he kind of launched himself onto the scene. Yes, Fast Time at Ridgemont High was bigger, but that was the first that I recall seeing Sean Penn. Best actress, Leah Thompson as Lisa in All the Right Moves.
I thought about putting her on there. So.
Excellent choice. And the best original song, it comes from the movie Eddie and the Cruisers, On the Dark Side.
Ooh,
by John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
That is a great song.
Nice. Great soundtrack, too.
I like that a lot. All right, for 1983, I'm going to go with Best Movie. We're going to do, you know what, we're gonna start the legacy, and we'll just go with the movie Vacation. You mentioned Christmas Story, but Vacation is where all the, you know, where it all begins. And so, and I'm going to follow that up with Best Actor.
Now you're getting Christmas Story confused with Christmas Vacation.
The legacy. You got Christmas Vacation, and you got your vacation. You got the whole little family.
It all starts
with the movie Vacation.
Okay, makes sense.
The whole Wally World. You got your John Candy. I mean, that's where it starts. Best actor, you know, I'm going with Chevy. I'm going to go with
Clark
W. Griswold. I mean, that's where we, you know, we really meet, and daggone it, he just changed a lot there for me. So we're going to go with Clean Sweep this year because they're running wild. We're going to go Beverly D'Angelo for old Bexley gal from Ohio for the best actress. And guess what? Vacation! And then the song is going to be none other. Tell me, Mike, what is it? You know what it is.
Holiday Road.
Holiday Road, baby! Yeah. Guess what? Vacation! Love it! You can't beat that. I mean, that's how we're
doing
it.
That's a good song right there.
So they,
Clean Sweep.
One of the funniest things is Bill Hader doing Lindsey Buckingham on What's Up With That on SNL. Doesn't ever say a word. He just sits there and laughs. That's great. All right, Matt, start us off with 1984.
The winner of the Oscar was Amadeus. The best actor that year was F. Murray Abraham for Amadeus. Now, is it Abraham or Abraham? We'll just say
Abraham. Yeah, either one.
I'm sure he'll answer both. The best actress that year was Sally Field. Whoop, whoop, Places in Heart. And then the best original song was I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder for The Woman in Red. For the movie, I'm not rolling with Amadeus. What the heck, man? That really was the Oscar winner that year.
Have any of us seen that one?
Did you see Amadeus?
No. I meant to, and then I decided not to.
Yeah, what I did see that year was Footloose, and daggone it, you know I'm picking Footloose over Amadeus any daggone day of the week. Should have got an Oscar. So going with the best actor of the year, I'm going to have to go with my man Ralph Macchio in Karate Kid, man. Mm. He's got to have the get a little gold that year. Going with the best actress, yeah, I'm sticking with Sally because she's just too daggone cute. I mean, I don't care what she's going up for. I'm going to vote for Sally. Let her keep the Oscar for 1984. And then for the song, well, let's go with, I'm going to stick with Stevie. I'm going to just let him keep his as well. I just called because you know what? I just called to say I love you. That's beautiful. I'm not mad at that. If I'm not mad at it, I'm going to let it ride.
Yeah.
All you know right. what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
That's okay. The point.
The best picture of 1984, I'm going to go with The Natural.
Ooh.
I've always been a big baseball fan. Always loved that movie.
Get a sports feel. That's you. That's
good. That is me.
That's the field.
That is the field in me. Yes, it is. Thank you. The best actor. Can't believe you didn't choose him. Kevin Bacon and Footloose.
I know. I just didn't want to. You don't get a sweep every time. You know
not, not every time. Okay. And the best actress, I think if we took a vote, really, this would be the best actress of every year, Elizabeth Shue as Allie in Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah,
Rob's girlfriend had to
see her. While she was filming that, we were dating.
That's why I thought you were.
Yeah.
Yes,
exclusively. She just grossed out having to kiss Ralph Macchio.
And the best original song, how about Love Somebody from the movie Hard to Hold by Rick Springfield?
There you go.
Very good. That's one of my favorite Rick Springfield songs.
All right. Yeah.
Good job.
Good job.
Kevin.
My best picture for 1984 would have been Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And, of course, my best actor would have been Harrison Ford, also for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Best actress would be Sigourney Weaver for Aliens. And my best original song would have been Footloose by Kenny Loggins, which was nominated, by the way.
There you go.
For me, I want to say best film because, I mean, I saw this so many times when it came out. Purple Rain.
Oh,
that was the movie for me. Best actor, I would have said Kevin Bacon.
Good man.
But I want to go with Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh.
Axel Foley became an icon of the 80s.
Yeah.
He became like a Mount Rushmore of funny cops and cop movies.
There you go.
So there we go. And best actress, I want to go Molly Ringwald in 16 Candles.
Amen. That's beautiful.
And best song, I went back and forth on this. I was going to put When Doves Cry by Prince, but I'm going to say The Girl Gets Around by Sammy Hagar from Footloose.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was on her.
Pick a more obscure Footloose song.
A little bit. You know, the scene where Ariel's they're going down the road and she's straddling the car and the truck. That's a song playing. So
that's good stuff. That's a
great song. All right. So that kind of wraps up part one of our Oscar tribute.
Yeah.
And, you know, who should have won? Maybe you have a varying opinion. Go down the comments section of the podcast and let us know what you think.
Yeah. Hey, everybody can have a wrong opinion. You know what I'm saying?
They're all entitled to
one. We certainly do.
Our outro song is going to be, we said it earlier, it's one of the greatest songs of movie history, I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins. Here's Kenny. Thank you, guys. Take care. We'll see you next week. We do part two of our favorite Oscar people. Take care. God bless. We'll see you then.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like.
A hamburger? No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake.
I want potato
chips. You'll get nothing in Lincoln.
Thank you very little.